Illness is holding on to the past. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Illness is holding on to the past. Why do we hold on to the past? That's a good question. And do we have any answer for it? Do we have any answer for it that tells us exactly why we are holding on to the past? Why are we holding on to the past? My goodness sakes, that's something that all of us should be master of for ourselves. This day, I claim I am living in the now. I am living in the present tense. I am living this instant, this moment, right now. I have no past. I have no future. I have nothing. I'm living now. I want to teach myself this. I want to live this. I want to express this. I want to be this. And the only way that I can be this is if I bring my attention to every little second that I'm living now. I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm recording this talk. And I'm thinking, what sort of things would I say I am doing living in the now? Would I say that I am sitting here in my hermitage after a beautiful meditation, after a beautiful morning, and it's my birthday morning, and it's a lovely morning, and it's the first day of the rest of my life. It's a wonderful day. Now, what am I going to do today? Oh, that's mucknix. It makes no difference whatsoever. What did I do yesterday? Also, love little consequence. What am I doing this moment in my thinking right now? What am I doing this instant in my thinking right now? I really can't grab a hold of this instant too well because I haven't trained myself in doing that, but I can practice it. So, now, if I'm going to live in the now, I am going to speak in the now. I'm going to say, I am. Not I want to be or I was, but I am. Not I will be, but I'd like to be, but I am. I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am a happy guy. I am filled with love. I am joyous. I am peaceful. I am truth. I am vitality. I am all that's magic. Now, how do I train myself to always think this way? Well, it's just practice. Just practice. And the practice is really what we are all about. Illness is holding on to the past. And those who hold on to the past experience illness. If you have any illness in your life, it's because you're holding on to the past. If you have wholeness in your life, you're living each moment vital, dynamic, and alive. You're living each moment with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, and you're the happiest, most fantastic being that ever existed. Because you're you, and I'm me. And when I am me, I am happy indeed. And illness doesn't know my life, my body, my affairs. Wholeness is what I put my thought on. Wholeness is what I concentrate on. Wholeness is how I look at all things in life, and wholeness is what I experience. This is the first day of the rest of my life. This is the first instant of the rest of my life. And I think, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm happy. I'm filled with joy. Oh, I'm so pleased. What a great world I create by my thought. What a great universe I create by my thought. What a great life I create by my thought. This morning as I was making my bed, I noticed a flurry next to me. And over on the couch, I saw a tail wiggling away. And it was my friend, Rex, my wonderful dog. And he saw me making my bed. He saw me making everything in order. And he said to himself, yep, my dad's awake. My dad's up. My dad's going to start his day. He's getting the house in order so that when everything is in order, he's in order. And he flopped his tail, not vigorously, but just lethargically, but gently and happily. And he says, morning, Dad, morning. And of course, I can read anything into anything that I want. And so when he flops his tail, I read it in, hi, Dad, good morning, I love you. And when I see that, I feel great. I feel whole and perfect. I feel magnificent. And I know he is too. I know he is. I create him whole and perfect. I look at him and I say, Rex, you're fantastic. You are whole and perfect. I look at my house and I'm happy in my house. I clean up my house. I vacuum the floors. I wash the windows. I make the drapes all perfect wherever the sun might come in and I want to keep it a little less. I water my plants. I have a few things sitting around here that I'm going to work on one of these days. And why do I clutter up my house with things I'm going to do in the future when I could set them somewhere else in some closet someplace in some cabinet where when I want them, I can go get them. But meanwhile, I don't have to clutter up my life. It seems as though we often clutter up our life with things that we are going to do or we're thinking about doing or we might like to do. We clutter up our life with all sorts of things instead of putting them away. And this goes for thoughts too. I clutter up my life with thoughts sometimes about what's going to happen, what has happened. Oh my, I've got this pain or I got this ache. And immediately I say to myself, ho, 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 I'm a happy guy. I surround that experience with love and only love shines forth. Yes, no matter what the pain is, no matter what the circumstances are that tell me that there's something that needs attention. And what it needs attention is it needs to be brought back into right order. I need to take all the clutter out of my house and put it away in a cabinet. It's clutter because I'm not working on it. When I'm ready to work on it, I'll bring it out, and then it won't be clutter. It'll be a project. But right now, it's just a pile of projects that I've got here and there and everywhere, and I don't need them. Now, I have a lovely fan, and the fan is only used when it's very warm or when I want to make the heat move around the room a little more. Now, I can put that fan in my closet here. I could put it on the bottom shelf of my closet, so whenever I want it, I just reach in there and take it out. I have 5, 6 computers sitting in my window. They're PCs. Well, five of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 are PCs, and 1 is a Mac G4. And beautiful big 30-inch screen and lovely and all that great stuff. But I'm not using it right now. And I'm not thinking about it. I'm working with my iMac, and I'm working with my AirBook, and I'm working with my iPad, and my goodness, and I'm working with my iPhones, and my goodness sakes, with all these lovely things that I'm working with, and I have now a drawer, and the drawer sits right next to me, and I set my iPad in a drawer, and I set my Mac and my AirBook in a drawer, and I set my iPhone in a drawer, and I set my iPod in a drawer, so they don't clutter up my world. And when I want them, then I take them out. But until I want them, I leave them there. And my house is orderly. And I look around and I feel, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm living in the now. It's orderly. I am in order. Now, I fixed a thing on the head of my bed, and it was to keep the pillow from falling down at the head of the bed, because there's no rack around the bed. The bed is just a lovely box, and it's an electric bed. It goes up and down and does all those nice things. Well, I had a special little table, tray table, at the top, but it made my head feel uncomfortable because even down through several pillows, it was uncomfortable. So I took it off. Then I put a board there. But the board was not long enough to stay up. So during the night, it dropped down. And so I went to sleep very happily, very well. Well, little by little, I take things out, I put things away, and rather than cluttering up my life with lots of things and lots of activities of to do or yet wish you'd done, I clean these things up and put these things away. Now, do I have the courage, do I have the strength to do that? Or do I like to have the ability just to spread things out? Well, if I spread things out, all that I'm going to do is spread them out, and then little by little do them. And if I'm going to do that, what am I going to do with myself? I am going to live in the past, in the present, or in the future, in the present. I'm thinking of what I'm going to do, or what I did do, or what I'd like to do. And whenever I think in the past, I bring illness into me. I bring unhappiness into me. I bring the thought, gee, this should be done. This is important. That's important. And yet, nothing is important. If everything were left undone and then later I start to do things, great. Now, I save myself a little bit of time if I'm organized and plan things ahead, but I don't need to have them clutter up my living space. I go into my garden and I don't set pots of plants around that I'm going to plant someday. I plant them right away. When I go in my garden, I see a stick that's fallen. I pick it up right away. I don't wait till later. If I have it later, then I'll have all sorts of sticks I want to pick up and all sorts of weeds I want to pull. I'm walking along the miles-long meditation path around the campus of the university here. And on a wet morning when it's rained the night before, I reach down and I pull up weed after weed along the path because it's easy to pull them out and throw them away. And the path looks so clean and so neat. And sure, it's a little bending down. It's like people who work in a rice field. You reach down and you plant the rice and you pull the rice. You pick these things and do these things. And I feel just great. The exercise is fantastic for me because I feel just so vital, dynamic, alive when I'm doing it. I live in the now. I live today. I live this moment. I live with all my heart, with all my thought, with all my being, each moment that I am alive. And as I walk through this day, which today happens to be my birthday, so that's a especially happy day. And as I walk through this day, I had lots of people calling and telling me happy birthday and doing all lovely things. And there were thousands more that I know about that maybe don't know I have a birthday today. And they haven't called in. And they haven't told me. They haven't wished me happy birthday. But mucknicks, it makes no difference. I wish me a happy birthday. I say many happy returns. I say all is in divine order. I say all is good, all is wonderful, all is beautiful. And I unstuff my mailbox and I unstuff my emails and I unstuff my computer of all this stuff that comes in of good wishes and happy tidings. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Yes, from around the world, all wish me happiness. From around the world, telephone calls come in. From around the world, all these things. And I'm not trying to say that I'm so good for getting this. But because I live in the now, everyone in my world lives in the now. And every single person who has sent me a loving thought, I immediately surround them with my pure white light of love, and I see them whole and perfect. I see them fulfilled in every way. I bless them with all my heart and soul and being, and what a blessed gift that is. But I only bless others after I bless myself. First, I bless myself. I say, I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. I like me. And then I say, you, about my creation are whole and perfect, all in divine order, wonderful. I like you right now. This is how I take illness and let it be not in my world. But illness truly is holding on to the past. Whenever we go in and have an operation, and we come out from the operation, and the doctor says, well, it might come back, or we might not have gotten it all. And you say, doctor, don't say such silly things to me. Say to me, you did an exquisite job with your surgery. You did an exquisite job with your work on me, and I am very grateful for it, and I'm very thankful for it, and I know I'm whole and perfect now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And under his breath, the doctor says, but you're not due till tomorrow. We haven't done your surgery yet. And I thought you did. And so I acted upon it. And so what happens when the doctor tomorrow goes to do the surgery that I thought he did already? There's nothing to surgery. There's nothing to be done. All is done now. Because I put the cause in motion that it was done and that it's perfect and that it's wonderful. Now, can you do that? You can, and you do it all the time. Do I do that? Yep, I do it all the time. I live in my life. I think my thoughts. I realize that I live in a beautiful world, in a fantastic world, in a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic world. Now, right now. And I might be confused as to when a surgery might be, but I'm really not confused because it's always done now, and I am whole and perfect. And I let go of the past. I don't hold on to it. I don't tell another soul that I'm going to have surgery. I don't tell anybody that I have a problem. I don't tell anybody anything except what I truly am. I tell everybody I'm whole and perfect. I am fantastic. I am living in the present. I am living now in my wholeness, in my perfection, in my goodness. Oh, and it's so wonderful. Yes, it is. And that is what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what it's always will be all about. Living in the now, whole and perfect, beautiful, fantastic, glorious now. You can live in the now if you wish. We all can live in the now if you wish. But it must be our choice. I was talking with Anita the other day, and she was reminiscing a little bit. And she says, whoops, I'm not living in the now as I reminisce. I said, oh, yes, you are. You are regurgitating the experiences of the past right now. Or you're reliving those experiences right now. You're living them brand new right now, as though this was the first time you lived them. Now, Anita, if you're going to do that, I recommend that you sort of remodel the past. You rethink the past. And as you rethink the past, you think, wow, I'm whole and perfect. Wow, all is in divine order. Wow, my friends love me. Wow, everything works out perfectly and all counts. And you see, when you think that, then whatever thought might come up from the past is remodeled. It is brought new into a new format, into a new way of thinking about it. It's whole and perfect. It's fantastic because there is no past. Because we make the past the present when we think about it. And when we make the past the present, why not make the past that beautiful present, something that we really love, admire, and enjoy? Yes, we can do that. And we do that sometimes, and now we can do it all the time, because we are always living, and nothing is ever forgotten, and nothing is ever lost. And as we are living in the present tense, we are living the past in the present tense. We're living the future in the present tense. You can't avoid having the past and future be in your thought now and then. But as you have them in your thought now and then, have them in the present tense. Visualize it as though it's really happening. If I tell you we're taking a trip to the beach and I'm defining the trip to the beach and I'm describing it to you and I'm saying we're driving the car and we're going down into the beach now and there's a sandy beach and we're just walking in the sand with our toes all crunchy in the sand and it's lovely. And then we dive into the wake, into the surf, and we think, oh, how wonderful. And we're doing it right now as I describe it. We're doing it. That's living in the now. That's being now. That's everything now. Do you have the ability to do that? Do I have the ability to do that? Sure do. Am I always going to do that? Sure am. Why am I going to do that? Because illness is holding on to the past. And I will not hold on to the past, however it may have been or may not have been. I recreate whatever I do of the past or the future or the present tense right now. And I create them good and very good. I create them wonderful. I don't recreate them. I am creating them new. You might call that recreating, but I'm creating them new as though they had never happened. There's no recreation. As I think these things, it is now happening in my life, and I am making it in the stand of being perfect and beautiful and good and fantastic and glorious and wonderful. And yes, Anita, that's how we do it. That's how we take the past and remodel it to the present. We take the future, remodel it to the present. There is no past, there is no future, because it's always the present whenever we're thinking about anything, past, present, future, or whatever. So we live in the now, and we live in the now with all our heart, all our soul, all our being, and all is wonderful, all is good, all is fantastic, and we are fantastic. We don't need the past with any inglorious activity. We only enjoy now. Think about it. You're always living now. You're always being now. And you're always delighting in the now. Do this with me, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being, because that's who you are, and that's who I am, and that's all that matters now and forevermore. So know that I love you, I love you, I love you.